So I want to talk about perception for a minute, right? When it comes to perception, think about this, right? 99% of the world gets up every single day and they go to work and they think about what other people are thinking about them. They worry about what other people are thinking about them, about how they feel about that particular instance, or what they did yesterday, or what they're doing tomorrow, or how they are right now. You know, and perception can be a dangerous thing. Even if it's a good thing, perception can be a dangerous thing when it comes to doing the right things and staying on the right path to bettering yourself. Then you need to step out of the perception of others and start thinking of what your goals are. Not just allowing yourself to be caught up in the good, the bad, or whatever may come from some other person's thought about you that may not even be true. It's your perception of what they are perceiving of you. So it's almost like three levels of a perception, right? So you think they may be thinking one thing when they're thinking something completely different. Or they could be thinking, what is he thinking of me? Or what is she thinking of me? So living in that perception causes you to stop growth naturally by what it does. And let's break down perception in life. It's not fair to use perception at all, because when in life is, let's just cut the chase right here. Life is not easy. It's not easy for somebody to say that life is easy and it's one task you can do and just grow and get, you know, easily grow and flourish. That's a complete joke. Because when you look at it, life itself is not easy. We get better at what we do, but nothing about it is easy. Don't live in the world of entitlement where you feel like you're entitled to something just because you woke up today. Nobody on earth that has ever been successful wakes up thinking that they are owed something. They go after it. They get after it. They started and they built their empire off of what they know they can do. Not because they're entitled to do something. But then when you talk about perception and entitlement together, the two can lead you down to a spiraling path that can block you from having creative thoughts, that can block you from having the good positive thoughts that you can, the good positive vibes you can put in the world to make you have a better day, to make somebody else have a better day. It's known fact that the better you treat the world and the more you good you put in the world, the more the world will give back to you. But if you live in a perception of what others think of you, you are blocking your creativity. You are blocking your growth. And take a step back and think about it. Next time you go into a spot where you feel this sense of weight on your shoulder, or this sense of happiness on your, you know, your being because somebody else's thought about you. And I'm not saying that it's okay for your loved ones to feel admiration or something towards you and you embrace that. I'm not saying it, but don't live in that spot. Your perception or their perception of you and you taking that in is always misinterpreted. Always try to better yourself, but live in a happy state. Grow and be in a happy state from fulfillment. Being fulfilled in what you do will always make you grow. Therefore, you don't need the people's opinion about you. You don't need the small words that somebody could say to belittle you or make you grow to make that day better or worse. You know yourself internally from having the experience of success yourself and growing and getting better daily that you don't need the words of other people to help that. Now they help, don't get me wrong, but don't live in those spots. And they will influence you day to day. But don't live in those spots because perception can be a dangerous thing when it comes to business, when it comes to you, when it comes to life, when it comes to your family, what's important to you. And having that knowledge will always help you out, and you can easily take a step back from what you're doing at that point in time and look and say, oh, this moment is great, but what can I do to better it? What can I do to better my life and to grow better? Or this moment is horrible. I hear that all the time when I'm talking to people trying to go through and learn their way through building a business. People tell me how much they've been taken advantage of, how much, you know, struggles and things that they've been through, and how it's not fair. Well, life is not fair. There are people in this world that will try to take advantage of you. And it is up to you to get educated and grow so that you know who these people are. But don't let those people stop you. If they sneak through your structure at that time, don't let them stop you from growing. Take a step forward every single day and don't take a step back and look back where you were, unless you go after a whole year of building and building and building and getting better every single day. You look back for a split second and say, that was me. But today, here is me. That was who I was last year. But today, I'm better. My family's better. My life is better. The world is better because I am making it better every single day. I am doing what it takes to make a difference. To build upon a thought. It all starts with a thought, and that thought starts with you believing in yourself. We all go through times when things are hard. It's life. We all go through times that are great. It's life. But for someone to tell you that life is easy is not. There is no entitlement in this world. If you feel entitled, step out of yourself. Take a step back and look at the real world, and you are not entitled. I've seen people that were born rich, that were never educated properly on how to do the right things. Or that they went to the proper schools and did the right things, but when they came in the real world, they had no earthly idea how to handle themselves and fell flat on their face. And when they did, they could not pick themselves up. It's because they never had the foundation to know that it's not about somebody else's perception of you. It's not about what other people think of you. It's what you're going through right now. And you are the owner of right now. No one else is the owner of right now but you. Take a look in the mirror and you are where you are because of the decisions you made. So you are where you are right now because of that. So you owe it to yourself to take a step forward each and every day so that next year when you look in that mirror and you look and you feel proud about where you are and you look back and you say, this is where I am today. This is where I am today. This is who I am now. And this is where I am going. I am taking a step forward each and every day. I am not taking a day off just because I want to come home and watch TV or sit down and rest for a minute. The world doesn't have time for that. You don't have time for that. Enjoy what you can enjoy and the moments that you can enjoy them. But to feel like you're entitled to do something just because, that's not the way the world works. And to live in a perception of what other people think of you is blocking your creativity and blocking the way that you truly can give your gifts to the world. Oftentimes, I've seen people live in a perception so deep that they have to get on medication to get out of it. It clams them up. It shuts them down internally as a person. They cannot even go in front of a group of people. Have you ever felt that? Where you go in front of a crowd of people and it just feels awkward. It feels strange. You do not feel comfortable in your own skin. That is because you are living in a perception of what other people think of you. And when you start stepping outside of that perception and knowing who you are, learning who you are daily and growing and getting better, you'll learn the way things are supposed to be and how you can start growing every single day and getting that sense of accomplishment. Whether it be a big task or a small task, every single step forward is a task that you need to grow to get better. And when you look back and you no longer need medication to feel good about yourself, or that so you feel numb about the situation, but you feel empowered about the situation because you created a better you. You looked in the mirror and you said, this is me. I am where I am because of me. And I am proud of where I am. It is not because of what you think of me or what this mirror thinks of me. This is a mirror of who I am. I am responsible for me. I am responsible for who I am and where I am going. So when you look back and you stop focusing on people's perceptions of you, you start focusing on the real goals that you have. And you look back a year from now, and even if you future cast it, and you look forward a year from now, if I do this every single day, this one task every single day, I'm gonna get better and I'm gonna grow. And no matter what I do, I'm gonna stay doing this one task. It may not take a week. It may not be a month and I get bored of it. It may take what it takes, but that is what I am trying to say, is it takes effort for you to put forth every single day and grow and get better. So don't live in other people's perceptions of you. Don't let that belittle you. Don't let that empower you. Let your own internal being grow and feel better about yourself from your own accomplishments. But don't live too far into those, because you are not stopping there. You are going to shoot past there. You are going to better yourself to get past and grow and get as far as you possibly can, because you were put on this earth to give your gifts to the world, and you owe it to yourself, and you owe it to the world, you owe it to your family to grow and get better every single day, no matter what, no matter the cost. No matter if you feel weak, no matter if you have, you know, a headache that day, or you feel tired, or you didn't get any sleep that night, it doesn't matter. You make the best out of what you have with what you have until your best becomes better. And every day you're bettering your best. Every single day you get better and better and better. So, in closing, all I have to say is do not live in somebody else's perception. That is a dangerous place to live. And know that you have what it takes. Know that you can become what you were meant to be. And it is just as easy as starting looking in the mirror and telling yourself, today I am here, and tomorrow I'll be better.